It's 8:12. Open those Bibles. It's time for Spirit Morning's Good Book Club. He is the host of Beacon of Truth, heard at 7 p.m. Central on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. It's Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
And today we're going to listen to Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 5 through 18. Let's listen right now.
It's now time for the Spirit Morning's Good Book Club on Spirit Catholic Radio. As we open the Bible, let us learn how God's Word can provide reassurance.
Then he said to me,
Son of man, lift your eyes now toward the north.
So I lifted my eyes toward the north, and there, north of the altar gate, was this image of jealousy in the entrance. Furthermore, he said to me,
Son of man, do you see what they are doing, the great abominations that the house of Israel commits here to make me go far away from my sanctuary? Now turn again. You will see greater abominations.
So he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, there was a hole in the wall.
Son of man, dig into the wall.
And when I dug into the wall, there was a door.
Go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there.
So I went in and saw. And there, every sort of creeping thing, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel, portrayed all around on the walls. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. And in their midst stood Jaazaniah, the son of Shaphan. Each man had a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up.
Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the room of his idols. For they say, the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. Turn again, and you will see greater abominations that they are doing.
So he brought me to the door of the north gate of the Lord's house. And to my dismay, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz.
Have you seen this, O son of man? Turn again, you will see greater abominations than these.
So he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And there at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east. And they were worshiping the sun toward the east.
Have you seen this, O son of man? Is it a trivial thing to the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence. Then they have returned to provoke me to anger. Indeed, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore, I also will act in fury. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them.
From the Word of Promise Audio Bible, this is the Spirit Morning's Good Book Club.
Now, one thing to be said about Ezekiel, the readings, the dramatic readings from the Word of Audio, or the Word of Audio
Promise.
The Word of Promise Audio Bible. The dramatic readings, the sound effects and the music, and very captivating. And so it's fitting that we match up this particular reading, this dynamic reading, with the dynamic Deacon Harold Burke Sivers helping us out on the Good Book Club. And boy, the Holy Spirit is so good, because we had this scheduled for you to do the Good Book Club, Deacon, long before we even knew you were going to be in town. And now here you are in Nebraska getting ready for your talk in Grand Island. And you just happened to be scheduled to be on the Good Book Club with us this morning. So we're so glad to have you with us. Let's talk about Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 5, where we learn about the image of jealousy.
Yeah, there's so many parallels with Ezekiel here with the book of Revelation, a very descriptive, imaginative language here, a lot of imagery. So at this point in Ezekiel chapter 8, he's physically in Babylon, because obviously this is a time of the Babylonian exile, but he's transported through a vision to Jerusalem. And now he's standing at the entrance to the gateway of the inner court that faces the north. So there were a series of courts. There were the outer courts, which was the courts of the Gentiles where they could worship. Then was the court of the women, the court of the men, and then the court for the priests, and all the way, and obviously in the very middle was the Holy of Holies. And so first we see the imagery of jealousy, which was most likely an idol that was placed in the temple during the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar. Because remember, if you look in the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar takes the vessels and the vestments that were used in the worship of God by Israel, and he puts them into his temple. And so most likely what he also did was take some of his idols from his temple and put them into the Jewish temple as well. So the temple was the place where God was to be worshipped, but because of Israel's infidelity, turning away from God's invitation to love and life, the sanctuary of the temple became an abomination.
So we see here, well, so Ezekiel is led to see here in this vision what is going on inside of the temple, these images just beyond the entrance of the sanctuary. The Lord shows Ezekiel further what we are hearing, abominations, basically.
Yeah, every time the Lord says, well, you know, here you can see this abomination. Oh, by the way, it gets worse. And then he goes, oh, by the way, it gets worse. Here's more abominations. It keeps going on and on. So here, around verse 10, we see some imagery here that's actually very reminiscent of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 4 specifically. It says, beware lest you act corruptly by making a graven image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water under the sea. You know, beware that you lift up your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the hosts of heaven, you will be drawn away and worship them and serve them, things which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven. So they're moving away from the worship. Again, what the Lord is doing here, he's showing them, look, I am your father. I want to enter into a relationship with you, but you're free. You have freely chosen to turn away from me, and now you are worshiping, and that's why the Babylon is here to remind you, this is what happens when you freely choose to turn away from my love. You begin worshiping the things of the earth, and actually very interesting parallel to us today. This culture that's broken and hurting and confused, that has turned away from God, and we see all the abominations of abortion, fetal stem cell research, human trafficking, redefinition of so-called redefinition of marriage and gender. All these things are happening. So these are the contemporary idols of our culture today. And even in the book of Romans, St. Paul says, you know, claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man or birds or animals or reptiles. See, so that, I mean, beauty, it's so awesome to see how all the scriptures are connected. So Ezekiel's connected to Deuteronomy, which is connected to Romans, which is a reminder to us today that we also need to turn back to God and not fall into the worship of the idols of contemporary culture.
Now, Deacon Sivers, as we move on to Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 11, you know, I mean, now we're hearing about this state of a nation. I mean, the very people that are tasked with its spiritual moral guidance, They're the ones leading the secret betrayal. That says a lot about how broken the nation is.
Yeah, that's for sure. So the leaders who are supposed to be leading the people toward that intimate relationship with God, they are now involved in the worship of the idols. I mean, again, this is the imagery that he's showing to Ezekiel. And he says, so incense, it says they were using incense. Incense was reserved for the holiest acts of worship in the temple. You know, in the Psalms, it says, let my prayer rise before you, O God, like incense in your sight, the raising of my hands like an evening oblation. And we see in the book of Revelation also that the angel of the Lord took the incense, which was the prayers of the people. And when the incense rose, the prayers of the people rose before God. Well, now we're seeing because they turned away from God, they're incensing the things of the culture, these abominations that are being revealed to Ezekiel. Again, a reminder to us that when we turn away from God, we're going to fall into the worship of the idols of the culture today, to listen to voices that don't move us toward deeper relationship with God, but more turn us point inward toward ourselves and away from the living God.
And every single turn that Ezekiel is shown in this particular vision is another turn of women and men worshiping idols, pagans.
Yes, and it talks about Ezekiel 12. It says the room of pictures implies that not only the elders that we just heard of offering the incense, the leaders of the people, but also the leading citizens had rooms in their homes for private devotion to the pagan gods, which makes sense. If the leaders, the exemplars, are following this person, then those who are looking up to them are also leading the people astray. You know, this is something that Jesus warns about when he talks about the shepherds. You know, we just had Shepherd Sunday yesterday, and Jesus talks about, I am the good shepherd. I lead the sheep. I lead the flock. I am the gate. Those who come to me will be safe. He said, but be careful of the hirelings who lead the flock, not toward the safety of the shepherd, but toward the wolves. And that's what's happening. Sometimes there are leaders, and that's why we have to stay true to the teachings of the church, to the Pope and the bishops in communion with him, and not turn our attention away from the so-called secular cultures and political leaders. You know, people get so caught up in watching political television and talk and listening to political talk radio, which is a distraction from the devil. That's what I truly believe. Because he said, no, don't focus on my spiritual life. Don't focus on my marriage. Don't focus on deepening my relationship with God. Focus instead on what's happening in the culture, what's happening on politics, what's happening in this part of the world, what's happening in the government. You know, so so we also have to be careful not to stay focused on the church and not on the culture.
So you're saying that distraction is created by the devil. It's like the shiny object. Look over here. Don't look at Jesus. Look over here. So
definitely. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
And so now on to Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 14, we learn about a god known as Adonis.
Yeah. So it says there that Tammuz was a vegetation god known as Adonis to the Phoenicians. Because remember, these cultures, pagan cultures, worship many different gods. You know, it's kind of like a pantheism. You know, God is in a tree, God is in the water, God is in the rain, God is in this and that and the other thing. So this Tammuz, or Adonis, as he's known to the Phoenicians, was supposed to die in the summer and then come to life again in the spring. So the women wept at the time of his departure from the underworld. And this is actually, interestingly, something that wasn't unfamiliar to the pagan cultures of the Mesopotamian region at that time. You know, they, for example, they honored also the demigod Dumuzi as the lord of abundance. And so, like Adonis, this Dumuzi demigod was thought to die and descend into the underworld at the end of spring, provoking his worshippers, women in particular, to mourn for him. And so this pagan practice has been imported to Israel, and this is what the vision is showing to Ezekiel. Again, turning away from God and worshiping the idols of the culture.
Well, speaking of turning away, we're speaking with Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers today. It's the Good Book Club, and men are turning away. They had their backs to the temple, which is a sign of contempt by those who turned away from the Lord.
Yes, so absolutely. And they were facing east, which, again, very interesting here, facing east, which is the direction of the rising sun. Right, and all ancient Near East societies worship the sun god or the sun in some kind of form. The sun was the chief deity of the Egyptians. And the Mesopotamians and the Greeks also worshiped sun gods. And so this was explicitly forbidden in the law of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 4. It says, "Beware lest you lift up your eyes to heaven when you see the sun and the moon and the stars and all the hosts of heaven, you will be drawn away and worship them and serve them, things which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven." So again, moving away from the law of the Lord and following the law of the pagans. Now, and actually, this is very interesting. Luke chapter 1, you know, in the Song of Zechariah, the Benedictus says, "Through the tender mercy of our God, when the dawn from on high, the dawn from on high shall break upon us." Where's the dawn come from? The dawn comes from the east. The sun rises in the east. So he's talking about the Son of God. So, you know, so we should be worshiping the Son of God, not the sun gods, right? Because the Son of God, it is his light that shines on those who sit in darkness in the shadow of death and who guide our feet into the way of peace. So again, a beautiful connection with the New Testament. We don't worship the pagan idols or the sun god, but the Son of God.
Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers on the Good Book Club here on Spirit Mornings. And then Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 18, as we kind of wrap it up, it's this idea that God allows the consequences of evil decisions to stand out of love for our free will. So for somebody new to the Catholic Church, how can we help them and ourselves understand that God's silence or lack of pity is actually respect for the choices that they made?
Yeah, exactly. Where it says, well, God did this to me, God did that to me. Mm. You know, see, God loves us enough because he's inviting us. It's an invitation. Just like any invitation, you can say yes to the invitation or you can say no to the invitation. God never wants us to say no. He always wants us to say yes to his invitation to love and life and intimacy and communion. But if we choose to say no, then God loves us enough to allow the repercussions of our decision. He loves us enough to allow our decision to stand to say no to him. And so when that happens, okay, well, here's what's going to happen. Not that I'm doing anything to you. These are the implications. These are the results of your decision to turn away from me. That's what we see this over and over again, the people of Israel, and here with the Babylonian exile with Nebuchadnezzar for the southern tribes, Judah and Benjamin, and also for the 10 tribes in the north with the Assyrians, you know, that decimated the 10 tribes in the north. So again, a lesson for us. If we turn toward the Lord, we will be safe. If we turn away from the Lord, then things are going to happen. And not that the Lord's fault. It's just the simple results of the decision that we made to say no to God's love.
A vision of Ezekiel is what we get to study today in chapter 8. But also, it's just this reminder to make sure that we stay on track, that we know what is right, what is holy, to stay in prayerful and to stay in right. Right, R-I-T-E, relationship with God, with Jesus, in what we're doing with the type of worship that we do. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, you tonight are going to be on the last leg of the Nebraska tour for the This Is the Hour tour. Tell us how things are going and what they'll expect to hear tonight.
Yeah, so we're very much enjoying our time. We have just four more days left. Again, four more days left on the tour, as you mentioned. This is our last talk in Nebraska. We started in Hastings, then York, then Omaha, then Lincoln, last night, and then tonight in Grand Island, then we move on to Missouri. And so, yeah, this is the hour. So Jesus talks in John's gospel a lot about, you know, my hour is not yet come, my hour is not yet come. And then during Holy Week, as he enters Jerusalem, then he says, the hour has come, the hour is near, the now the time of fulfillment has come. You know, and so we talk about what is that hour. It's not just a 60-minute period of time. What is the hour? And the hour is now. Now is the time for us to act. Now is the time for us to align our lives more closely with the Lord. And then we talk about what does that look like as an evangelizing church? What does it mean to evangelize and bear witness to that time? So we take the hour that we receive, Lord, in word and sacrament at Mass, and we take it into the hour of our lives to witness to the power of God's love. So the talks have been awesome, and we're really enjoying our time together.
We've gotten a lot of great feedback, you know, from people who have attended these events, and, you know, it doesn't surprise us as much as we've enjoyed talking with you, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. I mean, there's a reason you got the nickname the Dynamic Deacon, plus Dr. Marcus Peter. I mean, what a great, you know, 1-2 punch as far as, you know, lighting up the Catholic faith and igniting people's fire for Jesus. We really appreciate you coming to Nebraska these past few days. Look forward to seeing you in Grand Island tonight. And we appreciate you helping us out on the Good Book Club.
Deacon Harold.
Well, and thank you. And Spirit Catholic Radio has been with us, you know, at all of these engagements in Nebraska. So it's been, and I've been promoting Spirit Catholic Radio, not just because they're there, but you guys have one of the greatest Catholic apostles in the United States. And so the people are blessed to have Spirit Catholic Radio as part of their lives here in the great state of Nebraska.
Well, we appreciate that. We definitely appreciate that. We know how sincere that is. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, would you please leave us with a diaconal blessing?
Sure. May Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
There it is. Nailed it.
He is the host of Beacon of Truth. You can hear it at 7 o'clock Central today, Monday through Friday, on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. And the Good Book Club is heard Monday through Friday. He's a regular on the Good Book Club on Spirit Mornings. It's 8:30.